this year should be a special schus. Rabbi Nami Rasu Sheyichyu, the schus Moshiach ben Peshadina. And Shmuel ben Yam and Tishna Rachaleya in Mishnah Neseches Negayim, Perikin Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, it says that Oros Hayam Einam Mitamin Binegayim. If you have skin from fish from the sea, they are not Makabal Tumas Negayim. Chibar Melahemin Agadol Gadol Ba'aretz, if one was Mechaber, if one connected to the these oros, these skins, something that grows from the land, even if it's only a chut, even if it's only a meshicha, in other words, chut is this round thread, spun thread, and meshicha is a thin rope, and so even if what grows from the ground is something that's not so important, nevertheless, if it's a darvish makabel tuma, if it's connected in such a way that it's considered connected, that if it's considered a davar echad, in other words, if they were both royal kabbal tuma, then if you would touch one, then the other one would become tame. It's connected in such a way, the din is that it's tame. In other words, the or hayam is also tame. Not only is the meshicha and the chut makabel tuma, but the or hayam is also makabel tuma. So if there was being mechaber this chut or this meshicha to the or hayam, and then the or hayam is makabel tuma. It's a very big chiddush. It has to be kederach chibur. It has to be a strong tying. But if it's connected, if it's tied, so then it's makabel tuma. The whole thing is makabel tuma. In Torah's Kohanim, Parashas Tazria, Perek Yud Gimel, it says, or skin, Yachalav Oros Shebiyam, Yutmei, I might think that Oros Shebiyam are Tamei, etc. Tamed Lomer, Beged, Ma Beged Agaldorot, Avor Agaldorot, it has to be grown from the ground like a Beged. So skin, it's not grown from the ground, it's not Makabal Tama. O Yachal Shani Motzi Es Shechiber, Lomen Agadol Ba'aretz, Kol Shek, Kolshu, Tamad Lam Rabu Or, Lahavi as Shechibra Lam and Agado Ba'aretz, Afilu Chut, Afilu Meshicha. So I might think that I'm going to exclude if you connected it to something that grows from the ground. Comes by, it says O Ba'or. What is O Ba'or? The extra O? To connect, if it was, you connected to it, to include, that if you connected to it something that grows from the ground, even a chut, even a meshicha, then the whole thing is makabel tum in the parish of the Ravid. He writes, "V'kashli ma'ishna aros shebiyam, t'chutam meshicha mechshartan lekabel tumas negayim, meir of tzemer rechelim v'shar minim v'in a rov tzemer pishtim." He says, "I don't understand," says the Ravid. If you have oros shebiyam, and you connect a chut or a meshicha, this thread or this little rope, and that's machshir them to be makabel tumas negayim, how's that different from if you take a baget of Semer Rechelim, let's say you take a baguette of wool and it has other types of material in it, and it's not Makabal Tuma unless it's Rov Semer Pishtim, the type of baguette that's Makabal Tuma is Semer Pishtim. It has to be wool or linen. So if it's other fabric, then it's not Makabal Tuma. So how come by Semer Pishtim you need a Rov of Semer Pishtim? But here you don't need a Rov. All you have to do is tie around it a Chut or a Meshicha, and it's Makabal Tuma. It doesn't have to have a Rov. So he says, maybe that in a beged it's only mashma tzemer upishtim, as the pasuk says, and therefore this o cannot take the pasuk out of its pashtus that it needs to be tzemer upishtim, and therefore you need either rov tzemer upishtim or at least half. But or stama says or. And from Hekesh to Beged, you learn that we're memayet oros shebiyam. We're memayet skin of things that come from the sea. Aurus shebiyam or not makabaltum. So, but it's not explicit. It says or, and we learn to exclude aurus shebiyam. So the o can, it's easy, it's much easier to make a ribu here. It's much easier to say a chiddush that there's going to be more kabbalas tum because or isn't, aurus shebiyam are not explicitly excluded. And therefore, from the extra o, we get that if it's mir mechaber, a chut, so the whole thing is makabaltum. Adibrei Raivid yesh la'ayin. So we have, that's the Raivid's teretz, that's the Raivid's chiluk, between something where there was no, pasuk is mefurish, that it has to be tzemer opishtim, therefore it has to be mechzer rov, and the orish abiyam, where it's not mefurish to exclude it, so therefore even if you tie a chotur a mashiach, it's makabaltum. So the difficulty is that we learn in the 17th parak of Maseches Kelim, Mishnah Yud Gimel, Ha'oseh Kelim Min HaGadol B'Yam V'Chibre Lahen Min HaGadol B'Aretz Afilu Mishicha Darvishu Makabel Tuma Tame. If you make Kelim from something that grows in the sea and you connect to them something that grows from the ground, even a Mishicha, even a rope, something that's Makabel Tuma, then the whole thing is Tame. The Torah's Kwanah, Parsha Shmini, Parsha Savav, Marbinan Lei Gamken Mikra, the O, this is also included in the Pasuk O, that it says by Or, by Kalim, that if you're Mechaber to the Oros Shebiyam, something that's God Labar, it's Mechabal Tome, the Tosefta, Perak Zayin, Alecha Beis, says the Oshe, Ose Kalim, and May Atzmos, the Ophos Tahorim, Chiblam, and God Labar, it's Filichol, Filim, Mashiach, the Mechabal Tome, Tame. If a person makes Kalim from the bones of birds, of Torah birds, if you're a mechaber, if something gadol min haaretz, even a chud, even a mashicha, something that's mekabel tuma, then it's takatame. So we have to understand, bishlam, if you make kelim min hagadol b'yam, that it's mismayit midin kabbalas tuma of kelim from the hekesh of or to a beged, as it says in the Torah's Kwan and Parshas Shmini, that by kelim we have an exclusion, that kelim, that if it's gadol b'yam, and you make kelim from the skin that grows in, of something that grows of fish that's in the yam, that's from the sea, from the ocean, and that's memua, that's excluded from the din of kabbalah satum of kelim, because we equate or to a beged, so it can't be gadol bayam. It has to come from the ground. It has to be an earth creature. But if it's from the ocean, then it's no good. It's not no good, meaning it's not makabel tuma. So then we can make a chiddush and say, we learn it from a hekesh. So you can make a chiddush and say, if you're a mechaber, davar, gadol min haaretz, gadol davar baretz kol shu mekabel tuma. So if you connect something that grows in the ground, that it's mekabel tuma. But that I get. So that is as far as kelim and mekabel tuma. But kelim, shenasu me'atzmos ha'ofos, kelim, that not from the atzmos, from the atzamos of ofos, but kelim that were made from the bones of birds that are mismayed from kabbalas tuma, from the pasuk of kol maaseh izim prat laofos, like it says in Chulin 25. So here the miut, it says maaseh izim, so that excludes birds. That excludes birds. So here from the ikar mashmos of the pasuk, there's an exclusion. Ah, so if the pasuk excludes it according to the Raivid's logic, if the pasuk excludes something explicitly, then being connecting a chut or a mashicha is not going to facilitate kabbalas hatumah, because the Raivid says that if it's excluded explicitly by a pasuk, then just connecting a chut or a mashicha is not going to create a susceptibility to tuma. So how then can we say that if you connect chutra mashicha to ofos, which is explicitly excluded, that it's going to then be makabel tuma according to the Raivid's logic? So the Sefer Yad HaLevi says as follows: that the Rambam writes in the first parak of Hilchas Kelim in the fourth halacha, nearly, the Hakelim Ha'asuyim Me'or Ha'of Einam Mekablam Tumah Kamo Atzmosef. Kelim that were made from the skin of a boid are not Mekabal Tumah. Like the bones of the boid, I'm sorry, the bird. And if you're, in other words, not bones, not skin. And if you're going to say, aye, it's kosher to write tefillin like or behemah v'chaya, hine or dug eino makabel tuma, v'lule zahamaso she'eino posek as haye kosher l'tefillin, hine lamadata she'af davar she'eino makabel tuma kosher l'tefillin. So what are you going to say? How are you going to argue with me? You're going to say that it's kosher to write tefillin like or behemah v'chaya. If it's kosher to write tefillin on it like or behema v'chaya, then it should also be makabel tumah. That gives it a chashivus, so it should be susceptible to tumah. So the answer is, says the Rambam, that the skin of a fish is not makabel tumah, and if not for the zohama, the uncleanliness of the skin of the fish that doesn't stop, it should in theory be kosher l'tefillin. So in theory, Or HaDug is kosher l'tefillin, even though it's not makabel tumah. So we learn from here that even something that's not makabel tumah is kosher l'tefillin. It's the same thing with the skin of the bird. It's not makabel tumah, even though it's kosher l'chsivas tefillin. We have to understand the Rambam, Mehechi Teisi, that since it's kosher l'tefillin, it should also enable it to be makabel tumah. We have a miut that something that comes from bides is not makabel tumah. So what does it matter? Tefillin, not tefillin. We have a miut of birds. And if it's because the miut is only on the bones of the birds, not the skin, so what's the raya from the Or HaDug? Or HaDug was excluded explicitly from the din of Kabbalah Satumah, from the Hekesh Or HaBeged, that it has to be gadol dub, something that grows in the ground. So what's the raya to Or HaOf that's not mismait medin Kabbalah Satumah, that it should not be mekabel tumah? It has a din Or. So we want to understand where the Rambam derives this exclusion of the Or of the Of. If you want to tell me that it's, for, on one hand, we only have an exclusion for the Atzamos, for the bones, and not for the skin, so it shouldn't be excluded for that reason. We want to know, again, where the Rambam derives that the skin of a bird, if you make kelim from the skin of a bird, it's not makabel tumah. Why would you think that just because it's kosher l'tefillin, that should be enough for it to be makabel tumah? We have a miut of davar habam and haofos eino makabel tumah. So since we have a miut, davar bam and ofos eino makabel tumah, it's not makabel tumah. So why would you think that the fact that it's kosher l'tefillin should mean that it's makabel tumah? We have a miut from ofos. And if you're going to say, no, the miut is only in the atzamos, the miut's only on the bones and the skin, was not excluded. Wait a second, so if the skin was not excluded, then what's the raya from Or HaDag? You want to prove from Or HaDag that you can't, it's not makabel tuma? But Or HaDag is excluded explicitly, and the Or of the Ophos is not excluded explicitly. So what do you bring me rayas from the Or HaDagim from the Or HaDagim? Or HaDagim has an explicit exclusion. Here we don't. So we want to understand Pshat in this Rambam. So it would appear, Pashut, that Pshat in the Rambam is that ain't a chinami. The miut from the pasuk of kol mas v'kol masa izim is only on the bones of the bird that are not makabel tuma. We can explain this miut in two ways. Either it's a specific miut in the name of kli etzem, that the bones of birds are not included in kli etzem for kabbalas tuma, and if so, it is a specific exclusion in kabbalas tuma of a kli etzem, but the skin that's makabel tuma midin kli or was not excluded from the din of kabbalas tuma. Or we can say differently, that it is a miut beofos, that something that comes from a bird doesn't have a din of kabbalas tuma, and memela the skin of the bird is also excluded, that anything that comes from a bird is not makabel tuma. And that's what the Rambam writes. It appears to me that even the skin of a bird is not makabel tuma, because the Rambam is learning that it's a din, and anything that comes from a bird is mismayet, is excluded from the din of kabbalas hatuma. And on that the Rambam says, and if you're going to say, wait a second, it is kosher for the writing of tefillin, in other words, since it is kosher for the writing of tefillin, you see that it has a shame or the kol haTorah kula. It has a name, it has a status of being or, of being proper skin, of being proper parchment. So mehechi tesi, that it should be excluded from the din of Kabbalah Satuma. And that the Rambam says, look at the fish. The fish also has a shame or. In theory, you could write tefillin on it. And nevertheless, it's mismait midin Kabbalah Satuma. So you see that the skin of a fish is not makabel tuma. It's not because it doesn't have a shame or. It does have a shame or. It's just memuat. It's excluded from the din of kabbalas hatuma. And so too, we can say by a bird that even though it has a shame or l'chol haTorah kula, nevertheless, it's excluded from the din of Kabbalah Satuma. So now we understand the Chiddush of the Rambam. The Rambam is telling us that it is a miut b'chlal in birds. Anything that comes from a bird is not makabel tuma, and that includes the skin of the bird. But you're going to say to me, wait a second, but it has a din of or. It has a din of or because you can write tefillin on it. What's the teretz? The teretz is, look at fish. Fish have a din of or, and that they're not makabel tuma, so too the skin of a bird. So we see from this that the yesod of the din, that or hadog is not makabel tuma, is not because it doesn't have a shame or legabe kabbalas tuma, it is called skin. But rather it's a specific din, legabe kabbalas hatuma, shekol shebiyam tahor, anything that comes from the sea is not makabel tuma. And so too, bedavar haba min ha'of, the miut is not from the atzmos ha'of, that the bones of the atzmos of the ofos that aren't included in kli atzem, but rather the yesod hadin is a din kabbalas hatuma, shedavar haba min ha'of eino mekabel tuma. So now we understand beautifully we can explain why Oros Hayam, the chibur of Davar HaGadol Min HaAretz, is going to give it a din of Kabbalas Tumah by Tzemer Tzemer Gemalim. The chibur of the chut is not going to give it a din of Kabbalas Tumah. If it is not itself a proper baged, just being mechaber a chut is not going to give it a din of Kabbalas Tumah, right? We said Kabbalas Tumah b'begadim is tzemer ruchelim and pishtim. So why does chibur chut, tying this string or rope, enable, facilitate, make susceptible a fish lekabbalas tumah, but not a beged of tzemer gemalim, of the wool of camels? Because oros hayam, even after the miut of the hekesh of orla beged, is not a miut that it's not included in kli or. It is a kli or, but it's a miut midin kabbalas atum exeris hakasav, and therefore al yedei chibur midavar hagadol ba'aretz, now it has a din of tumas negayim. Mashekein tzemer gemalim, that's mismait me'ikr shem beged l'tumas negayim. So there the chibur chut is not going to help, because it doesn't have a shem beged l'tumas negayim. Or has a shame or. We just have a miut that if it comes from the yam, then it's memuot, but it doesn't lose its shame or. So you can't say that it's not a kli or. Kli or generally makabel tumah. Kli or are generally makabel tumah. We have a miut, if it comes from the yam, but since it doesn't lose its shame or, all you have to do is be mechaber achut, and it's going to be mekabel tumah, because it still has a shame or. And where do you see that? In our Mishnah. V'oros hayam einam imitamim binigayim, but chibar lahem chut min agadel ba'aretz, afilu chut, afilu mashicha, davar shum, davar, afil mashicha davra shumakabel tuma tame. So anything you connect to it that's makabel tuma, the whole thing is going to be tame, because it doesn't lose its shame or. Masha Enkin, when we talk about Semer, Semer Gemalim, that doesn't have a shame beged b'chlal. So there, since it doesn't even have a shame beged, being mechaber achut is not going to make it susceptible for Kabbalah Satoma, because it's lacking etzim shame beged. It's not a beged, you can't talk about Kabbalah Satoma. But when you talk about or, even though it's minayam, it still has a shame or, as we explained. It still has a shame or. We just have a miut that if it comes from the yam, that type of or is not makabel tumah. It doesn't lose its shame or. And therefore it's much easier to make it susceptible to tumah, which we can do by being mechaber a chut or a meshicha. And we understand very well, according to this, that by kabbalas hatumah of kelim, there is a din bekelim ha'asuyim me'atzamos ha'ofos, that if you are mechaber michut agadol ba'aretz mekabel tumah, because atzamos ha'ofos, the bones of a bird, are not a miut in the shem kli lekabalas hatumah. That's not bechlal kli etzem. No, it is a kli etzem, but rather it's a miut midin kabbalas hatumah, that a davar habam and ha'of is not makabel tumah, like we see that the or is also not makabel tumah. And therefore, all you have to do is put something that is makabel tumah, and then it's going to have a din of Kabbalah's Tuma Bekula. And it could be that that's Pshat in the Ravid. That the Ravid says that when it comes to Oros Shebiyam, their Chut and Mashiach is Machshir LeKabal Tuma. But if you're Ma'arev Tzemer Rechelim V'Sha'ar Minim, where you need Rov Tzemer V'Pishtim, and being Mechaber Echut there is not going to facilitate Tuma. So he answers that Beged is Tzemer V'Pishtim, as the Pasuk says. So this O can't be Motzi Et Mipshuto. In other words, because it lacks the Etzem Shem Beged. So you need O Rov O Mechza. But or it says Stama, angels from Mekesh Vehekesh to a beggar that remind Oris Shebiyam. But so, since it says O Boor, so Rabbi Be Rachmana filu Aide Chibur Mashu. So there it's enough since it's not explicitly excluded by the Pasuk. But as we explain more, Or doesn't lose its shame Or. A beggar that's not Semer Pishtim isn't considered a beggar b'chal, so the Chut and the Mashiach is not going to help. But Or is Or. Doesn't lose its shame Or. We just have a miyut of Or is Shebiyam, is not Makabal Tuma. But it's still considered Or, and therefore just being Mechaber Chut is enough. And it's the same thing. We learned in the Taurus Kohanim. In the Taurus Kohanim, we learn from a pasuk Oba Or that it says Legabe Kalim that if you're Mechaber Laoris Shebiyam Yidav Ragadabar it's Mekabel Tuma. And in the Tosefta, we learn that if you make Kalim from the bones of pure birds, and then you are Mechaber Adavar Hagadol Mena Baaretz Afilu Chut Afilu Mashiach Adavar Shemekabel Tuma Tameh. So we didn't understand. Kalim that were made from Atzmos Ofos, they are excluded. It says Kubachol Masi is in Prat Laofos. So they're Mamut Meikar Mashmos HaPasuk. So how does the Chibur of the Chut help? So the answer is because the Atzmos Ofos is not a miut in the Shem Kli LeKabbalas Tuma. That it's not considered a Kli Etzem. It is considered a Kli Etzem. The only problem is that if it comes Meha'of, it's not Mekabel Tuma, because we see that even the Or is not Mekabel Tuma, but it's still a Kli Etzem, we just have an Of problem. And therefore, since in theory it is a Kli Etzem, just that it comes from a bird makes it excluded, but it's a Kli Etzem. So all you need is to be mitzarif, something that's Mekabel Tuma, and then the whole thing is Mekabel Tuma. And that relates to the idea of the Or, that Or, Be'etzem, still has a shame Or. It's still included in Kli Or. It's just memuat migzeres hakasuf. So all you need is to be mechaber something that's gadol min ha'arba'aretz, and then the whole thing is going to be mekabel tuma. So too by the atzamos of an oaf. It's not memuat b'shem kli. It still has a shem kli. They're just migzeres hakasuf that a davar b'am an oaf is not mekabel tuma. But it's not memuat me'atzim shem kli. It still has a din of kli atzim. So memelo, all you have to do is be mechaber chut, just like by or. Be'etzem it has a shame of or. It's just memuat, it has a shame of kli or, so it should be mechaber tum. It's just memuat migzeres hakasuf. So all you have to do is be mechaber something that's gadol ba'aretz, and then the whole thing is mechaber tuma. For yisod advarim she'amarnu is really mevor in the Tosefta in the seventh parak of Kalim. Rabbi Yudomer Kalim ha'ru'uyim letuma. If you have Kalim that are fitting for tuma, viti harum, and they were purified. When we find some reason, they are going to be tame. The Ravid writes in the Torah's Kohana, Parsha Shmini, Parsha Sayyud, Lamadnu tam chut o meshicha, b'pnei mahim gormim tumah l'kelim atahorim, afa pishem batzim enam b'nei tumah. We learn a reason for a chut or a meshicha, why they are causing tumah for kelim tahorim, even though they themselves are not b'nei tumah. How does it work? B'pnei shehim chazakim o mishamshim kol tashmish kli etz, o b'kli cheres, v'loti harni osam ela migzeres hakasuv, so he says that if you have kelim that would be otherwise tame, we just have exeris hakasif to be matire them, all we need is a little excuse. So all you need is to be mechaber, a chutur a meshicha, and then the whole kli is going to be tame. Why? Because in theory these are kelim and they should be makabel tumah. If we just have exeris hakasif that they're not makabel tumah, they're not memuot from the ikar shem kli, they still have a shem kli, but we have exeris hakasif, they're not tame. So all you have to do is be mechaber to them something that is makabel tumah, something that grows from the ground, and then the whole thing will be makabel tumah. So if there's a chisaron in the Torah's kli, then it's not going to help. No chibur is going to help to create din kabbalas tumah. But that's if you have a chisaron in the Torah's kli. But if you don't have a chisaron in the Torah's kli, it's just memuat migzeres hakasuv midin kabbalas tumah migzeres hakasuv. There, being mechaber a chut or a meshicha will be effective. V'hadvarim hayu niflaim meod baruch Hashem. Thank you so much for listening, and may we be zoche to continue learning these fascinating Mishnayos. Besimcha uvetuv levav merov kol. Shalom, shalom.